Robson Academy.
We're going to send our guy to private school. Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with the Health and Fitness Committee from Western Estates. Excuse me, is it my nose? Is it my throat? Is it my stomach? Am I... What is it? Was it the potato salad? Was it that huge sub? What's wrong with me? Is it age? Is it a stroke? Is it the onslaught of stroke? Am I going to sit here and very slowly one day while you're looking at me, Taylor, going, I wonder why he isn't funny anymore, as my mouth just begins to sag and once in a while, I'll probably talk like that? I don't know. I can't seem to pull it together. Must be smack, as in smack me. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley. This is part four of our five-part series on health and fitness in America. Always a joy to have you with us and trying to keep people fit as we head toward the summer months.
Well, you know, Phil, health and fitness is really important, especially when we're heading into these summer months, when we're heading into those times that we're recreating. And health and fitness doubly is important for not only yourself but your family so that you can enjoy good times with everybody.
What have you got on the agenda this summer, and what are the things that you're concentrating on? I know that you're into these low-carb, high-protein diets, right?
I'm really into that, Phil. I'm really, really into the high-protein, low-carb diet. I was one of the very first people to begin to advocate on behalf of the high-protein, low-carb diet. I want to tell you that I am at a crossroads. I really want to be a good friend to everyone who wants to stay in shape. And I have a dear friend, Janice Ketchum, who lives in our new Poplar Phase, which has just opened up here in Western Estates. And I have been working with her because, you know, since we got the Janet Jones tape, she really, I think, has made some great strides. I, Phil, was a size 6, and I got myself down to a size 4, and I know that Janet Jones tape and, of course, the low-protein diet would help a lot of women.
You were a size 6 and you went to a size 4?
A size 4 with the high-protein diet, with the Janet Jones tape, and also with the Kiwi Berry Burner and Protein Booster from Jamba Juice. Now, Janice is so sad. She is a size 12. And we worked together to get that weight off. I had her on a program that was high protein, low carb, but she was this size 12, and we needed to do more. We needed to do some physical aerobic work. We would power walk. We did get the Janet Jones tape, the Kathy Smith and the Denise Austin tapes. We did go to Jamba Juice, Phil, for the Kiwi Berry Burner with the protein boost.
So you do recommend that?
Yes. The Jamba Juice. Craig Taylor, who's a member of your staff, lives at Jamba Juice. I see him there every day. And
You go to that one up in Canoga Park? He's nodding, yeah. Maybe it's a different guy.
I thought I saw Craig there in those real high running shorts of his. But then we go out for a power walk. About 50 minutes a day, Phil.
All right, so the high-protein diet, the Kiwi Berry Burner with the protein boost from Jamba Juice.
Yes, and then a 50-minute power walk, and that really gets the heart rate up. Janice and I were doing so well. She's a very dear friend. I'm going to try not to get emotional when I tell you what has happened to us.
Has she fallen off the program? It sounds to me like you guys are on the outs because you started out by saying...
Okay, Phil, let me just finish this because it's going to be very difficult.
You started the program by saying that you guys are having a problem.
On Tuesday, I had picked the boys up from volleyball. I stopped at Bristol Farms for some dinner. We were going to get just some chicken or something for the boys because Steve was working late. We turned past the guard gate, and I see this cow in stretch pants walking with a little girl, and I go by just shaking my head, and I'm thinking, there but for the grace of God, Bobby. There but for the grace of God, Bobby.
When you say cow, you mean?
I'm talking about a size, you know, a size 12, a size 13, okay? I was a size 6, and even I was able to get it down to a size 4. From a size 6 to a size 4. But, I mean, I'm talking about a cow who had no business, absolutely no business at all, in stretch pants. A real, I mean, just the gall. I go by, I'm shaking my head, there but for the grace of God, and Seth, and you know my youngest boy, Seth?
Yes, I do.
Seth says, Mommy, there is Mrs. Ketchum and Kimberly. And I look over, and it's Janice.
The lady that you've been working out with.
The lady that I had been working out with, the Janet Jones tape, the 50-minute power walks, the high-protein diets. There she is holding what looks like a Dove bar or a Klondike bar. I instinctively hit...
She had an ice cream bar.
I can't even believe my eyes. I've been working out, and here is this cow in a size 12, stretch pants like an animal. I hit the brakes.
Right.
I hit the horn accidentally getting out of the car. I'm so upset. I swing around the front end of the Navigator, and I slapped the Dove bar right out of her hands, and my arm swung back and hit the ice cream sandwich out of Kimberly's hands. I said to her, Janice, you made me do this. She's screaming at me at the top of her lungs. She's calling me, a witch with a B. And,
calling you a bitch, huh?
I never use that word, Phil.
Okay, I understand.
I went home and I thought about it. Should I have... I'm shaking. I'm so angry. I'm just shaking.
Hold on for a minute, Bobby. We're talking to Bobby Dooley. She's with the Health and Fitness Committee of Western States Homeowners Association. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, just to bring people up to speed. You're talking about a friend of yours named Janice Ketchum, who you were working with because she was overweight.
She was a size 12. She's.
I don't know. Is that big?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. A size 12. I was a size 6, and I got it down to a size 4. Okay. So.
All right, so that's big?
Good Christ. I was a size 6, Phil. And
I don't know. You're talking to a lot of men here who don't know.
It's big. It really is.
Okay, and she was working with you, doing aerobics. She was doing a lot of different things.
Yes, she was. And we were out power walking and doing things that I thought were as important. And I'm driving down the street.
And you say you're driving down the street and you see what you say, this cow in stretch pants, and it turned out to be Janice.
It turned out to be Janice, who's a very dear friend. And I'll tell you, Phil, that size 12 is borderline morbidly obese. There is such a thing as morbid obesity.
What is morbid obesity?
That is when you can barely move. When it can be life-threatening, health-threatening, if you actually move. Here's the cow in the size 12 in the stretch pants. The cow is holding a Dove bar. The smaller cow with her, the daughter, Kimberly.
Is the daughter fat?
She is a porcine girl, yes.
I'm sorry, a porcine?
Porcine, yeah, a corpulent girl, a fat little girl. And the cow, the mother cow has the...
It's emotional, isn't it?
It's emotional, Phil, because... I know her, and I love her, and I've tried so desperately hard. I went over, and I slapped this Dove bar out of her hand. I went home, and I said to myself, should I apologize? And I said, hell no, and pardon my language, Phil, I won't, because she betrayed me, and I have done this before. I've been in restaurants. I'm so hooked into the fitness thing. I am so fit, and I just want everybody to be fit. I am just so fit. You know, I'm really, I want to do it. I want to walk. I want to jog. I want to just always be moving, you know.
I understand. But have you done this before?
But no, to back up a little bit, Phil, I have done this before, yes, but to strangers. I mean, I have slapped mozzarella sticks. Do you know the deep-fried mozzarella sticks?
Yeah, you get those in restaurants. You're going to have to understand, first off, Bobby, I... like to eat.
I know you do, and I've seen you, and you know something, Phil? You're 47 years old, and there's such a thing as a heart attack.
I understand that, but I think I'm doing better. At least I do some working out.
There's such a thing as a heart attack, Phil. You've given up the cigarettes. Good for you. But there's so much more. But I have slapped the deep-fried mozzarella sticks and fried chicken right out of people's hands, and I'll do it again because I'm so fit and I'm so into fitness.
All right. Bobby... Excuse me, Dooley, and I guess you won't like this. I had potato salad for lunch.
Well, you know, you make jokes about it, and that's okay.
No, I don't mean to make a joke, because I'm not trying to minimize what you do, but by the same token, I'm just not as fanatical about it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, it's not really about fanaticism. It's about health. it's about keeping yourself fit and keeping yourself. I'm very fit, and I really believe in it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to get to a phone call here before a break. Santa Rosa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned that being fit is, you know, wearing your size 4 and 6.
I was a 6.
Okay. So
and I got it down to a size 4, yeah.
Right, and so that's fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a size 8'10".
Mm-hmm.
I'm 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
And I'm extremely fit.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep mentioning this 12, size 12.
She was a size 12.
Right.
And when I saw her that day, when I had come home with the boys, and I literally, I don't want to characterize it, but I said, who's the cow in the stretch pants?
Right. So you
I really
say you're
did.
Not a fanatic, you're not into fanaticism, yet you're yanking things out of people's hands.
I slapped that Dove bar out of her hand. She had no business.
Right. Well, maybe she did.
No business.
Because, you know, they taste really good.
You know something?
And when you're fit, you really want that sugar.
Mm-hmm,
so when
mm-hmm.
you're out there working out and you want to have a Dove bar,
you know what?
You
know what that is? It's fat. It's translated into fat. Those carbohydrates are the things that burn, that the body burns first, so the fat stays there.
Right. So we're made up of water.
There.
We drink water. We're made up of sugar.
Mm-hmm,
we're made
mm-hmm.
up of fat. We're made up of carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm,
our body
mm-hmm.
is
what
built
are you?
To
what
assimilate
are your size,
all of it.
Your size what?
I'm a size 8'10".
And you don't have a problem talking to me. I'm a size 4.
Absolutely not.
Well, you know something? I am smaller than you.
Yes, and that
okay.
has no bearing
well,
on
you
whether you're fit or not.
Well, I want you to remember that. While you talk about your sugar and you talk about how a little bit of this and a little bit of that is okay, you remember that you are a 10 and I'm a 4.
Oh,
thank
absolutely.
You.
And
thank
you know
you.
What?
I'm done with her.
The muscle on your
thank
body
you.
Weighs more than
you being a
your
size
fat.
8 to 10, you really better watch it because one fried mozzarella stick one day and you could end up being cut out of your house live on the
Oh yeah. Well, let's look at the majority
on the Jenny
of women.
Jones. Do you want to be on the Jenny Jones show?
I just want to know what a woman means to you.
Do you want to be cut out of a house?
Yeah, at an 8'10", I can see that happening.
So you want to be cut out of your home?
Yeah, that's what I want.
What a cow, God.
All right, that isn't necessary. That isn't necessary. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with us here. And I don't know that being a size 12 means you're going to wind up being cut out of your house on the Jenny Jones show. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with the Health and Fitness Committee of Western Estates on the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Bobby Dooley. She's a health and fitness instructor with the Western Estates Health and Fitness Committee, and she's talking to us here about a friend of hers who she was working with, working out, high-protein diet, working out to the Janet Jones videotape, working out to the Jane Fonda tape, doing power walks, saw her one day with a Dove bar and went over and slapped it out of her hand, and you inadvertently slapped the ice cream sandwich out of her daughter's hand, too, because you were, what, saving her from herself?
You know something, Phil? I was sitting here.
Were you saving her from herself, yes or no?
You know,
I think it's an easy question. Were you saving her from herself?
You know something, Phil, I'm not used to having, you know, these ultimatums, but yes, I was saving her from herself. But I wanted to make the comment. I was sitting here making some notes during the break, and I really thought to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be great if we all had someone, when we were trying to diet and when we were trying to stay fit, if we all had someone who would have the courage and the love to slap food out of our hands that we shouldn't be eating? Someone who would walk over to you when you were eating a deep-fried mozzarella stick or deep-fried zucchini with blue chip dressing and slap it from your hands before it got to your mouth. That is love, and that's what I felt for her. That's love. That's love. Not allowing a cow of a size 12. That's a true friend. Not allowing a cow of a size 12 to eat herself into morbidity. That's not a friend.
Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just very concerned about this lady being a size 4. I'm a size 2, and my sister's a size 12. She is not morbidly obese. I work for an MD specializing in internal medicine who does nothing but weight management.
What size are you?
I'm 5'6". I won't be a 4. I may be a 4 someday, but I may be a 12. But to say someone is morbidly obese at size 12, you didn't say what height she was.
Well, I just think a true friend. Have you ever had anyone?
A true friend doesn't matter. If you're size 12 and you're 5'9", 5'11".
Well, she looked like a cow in stretch pants.
Well, you didn't say that. You said size 12
is
morbidly obese.
I said to you, and I'm just trying to tell you, can you imagine a cow in stretch pants with a Dove bar?
Hey,
and
so you being her friend and loving her is going to slap something out of her hand?
Before she got that Dove bar to her mouth, I went over there, I slapped it out of her hands.
And this is love to you?
That's tough love, yeah.
Oh, tough love.
That's tough love.
Well,
and if you were my friend, I'd do the same thing for you.
Well, I'm certainly glad you're not my friend because
well,
we don't do that to people.
Well, what does that mean exactly? In other words, you're going to allow yourself to shovel mashed potatoes in, and you won't let me slap it out of your hands?
Well, you're going to beat children? What is your point here?
No, of course not.
Are you treating them like a child?
Of course I'm not going to.
Of course you are. You're slapping it out of their hands.
Any woman that is a size 12 looks like one of those. Phil, have you ever been
to a... If they're 5 foot tall, you're saying.
Phil, have you been to a steer auction? Where they,
Wait. What do you mean? A woman a size 12 has got nothing to do with a steer auction.
Absolutely not. And my sister is not a steer. She's wonderful.
Oh, I'm sure
and
you love her.
And she looks good at a size 12 because she can carry that weight.
I'm sure you look at her through the eyes of love, and that's fine. And there's
anybody a size 12. I deal with people who are 400 pounds.
And I guess they look svelte to you, huh?
No, they do not.
Look nice.
But they don't need for me to slap things out of their hands.
They need for me
to understand why they're doing what they're doing.
Question for the lady in, excuse me, in Tampa.
Yes, sir.
If you were eating and Bobby came over to you and slapped the food out of your hands, what would you do?
I'd probably slap her back.
Oh my God.
I do not need tough love to help me learn how to eat.
Oh my God.
I need someone to help me understand why I'm eating, not knock it out of my hands.
And does your sister drive a car to work? Does she drive a forklift? Is she?
You are so ugly. I can't believe you're so negative.
It is tough love, and I believe in really getting people.
Man,
to,
size 12 is not tough love. Size 18 can be for somebody 6'4", can be or 6'6" foot a woman.
I was a size 6, and I got it down to a size 4.
Well, you're obsessed.
I don't think so. I'm fit. I'm very fit.
You're fanatical and obsessed.
I love to be fit.
And you want everybody to be a size 4
I want everybody to be fit. I want everyone to just run and jog and constantly be moving so that there's not one extra ounce of fat on any of us in America.
So I'm 5'2". What do you think of me?
You're 5'2", and what size are you, dear?
5'6".
You're size 6?
5'6", and size 2.
You're a size 2?
Yes, 2 to 3.
You're size 2 to 3?
Yes. Am I healthy?
You're absolutely healthy.
And I smoke like a chimney.
You're perfect.
Thank you.
5'6" and a size 2?
Yes, sir.
That sounds skinny.
Well, I'm 110 pounds. But
well,
I'm
fit. 110 pounds, you're not size 2.
Oh, well, absolutely
no,
I am.
No, you're not.
Well, I'm
you're
sorry.
You're not size 2. It looks like I have to come over to your house and slap some food out of your plate.
You won't slap anything around me, honey.
Darling, I'm not slapping you. I'm slapping the food.
You go to Gap, size 2. That's the jean I wear. I don't have the boobs maybe you
I'll
have
tell
or whatever.
You what, I think the Gap is being kind to you.
Well, maybe they
I
are.
I think when you say, oh, would you show me the size 2s? And they go, sure, this is size 2. It's probably a size 16.
Well,
no,
that works for size 12. And
so
10 to 12 and 8 to 10.
Can I ask you about your flat chest?
Absolutely.
How'd that happen?
That's genetics.
Have you thought of implants?
No, I will not. That's not healthy.
Oh, my God. You're going to walk around like that?
Well, you're going to put implants in and say you're a better person?
Fortunately for me, I don't need them.
Well, good for you. And you weigh how much?
I've got a nice chest.
At size 4, how much do you weigh?
I'm a size 4. That's all I know.
And how much, what's your chest?
I'm a size 4.
Henry Show. Bobby?
Yes, Phil.
What were you doing?
You know, I was just doing a little running in place, and, oh, that's good. I had the Janet Jones tape, if you want to listen to my impressions of it.
All right, we'll get over to the tape, but we're talking with Bobby Dooley, who's with the Health and Fitness Committee. This is part four of our five-part series, Health and Fitness in America. She slapped a Dove bar out of a friend of hers' hands, and there is ill feeling?
Janice feels that she was humiliated. I think that that kind of pain goes a long way toward taking a good, long, hard look at yourself in the mirror and looking at the cow within, even if there isn't a cow on the outside. There is a cow inside waiting, you know, screaming to get out, mooing to get out. Keep the cow, get rid of the cow inside and outside.
And so even if you're skinny, you want to eat.
That's right.
Okay, I think you could probably put it that way instead of there's a cow inside. Here's Murrieta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name's Jennifer.
Hi.
Bobby, I would just like to slap you. First off, if anybody ever came
I'm
up
a very
to
good
me
friend.
And slapped food out of my hand, I would slap you right back. And number
why,
two,
and why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Anybody a size 12 a cow?
Why would you slap me back?
Well, how barbaric to come up to somebody
Let's
and slap
get to
food
why
out of
you're
her
angry.
Hand. I can't believe you.
Let's get to your anger.
Who the heck are you to call somebody a size 10, 12, or whatever, a cow?
You know what you do? You would thank me for saving you from being a fat ass.
And not being able to get out of bed or being cut out of a house. I'm going to start off by telling you, I am a size 18, honey.
Oh, God.
I have a 7-year-old child that,
And you're proud of that.
Listen to me, honey.
Oh, my God.
I keep up with a 7-year-old child. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to be cut out of a house. Mm-hmm. I have a lift come get me out of bed. And where do you get off?
You know what I think is great?
I would love to be a size 12. And I'm glad that you're a 4. Great for you.
I'm a 4.
But you do not call anybody a size 12
I'm
a cow. They are perfect size.
What can I ask somebody somewhere? This is a guy speaking. What is a size 12?
Your average
Phil,
woman
is borderline
probably a size
morbidly
10.
Obese.
I need one person at a time. The lady in Murrieta first.
I'm the fitness expert, Phil.
And I want the lady in Murrieta first to tell me, what is
a
size 12?
Your average size person is probably an 8 to 10, and 12 is not large.
You know, I know a producer on the Jenny Jones show.
Oh, no, honey, I've seen Jenny Jones. It's for idiots.
But I can't believe that this country has come to the point that people are comfortable being a cow size 18.
Okay. Do you have to insult the lady?
She knows what I'm talking about.
Richard Simmons. I can walk around the block and roller skate and ride bikes. You know.
You know something? The Janet Jones tape is a wonderful tape.
I do Richard Simmons every weekend. I make it through Richard Simmons without losing my breath and keeling over on the floor and calling 911.
That's very funny. The Richard Simmons tape, if you look at the women on that tape, and you identify with them, don't you? Sweating to the oldies
is
not...
I've got my little Kathy, whatever her name is.
Oh, my God.
Too.
Oh, my God.
But I know, I bet you carry a phone. There's problems out there. I'm just mad about you calling people size 12 a cow.
I'm very angry over the fact that you can't look in the mirror and see the cow within.
Oh, I know I'm overweight.
Forget the cow within.
I balloon up and down from a size 24 down to a 12.
All right.
A size 12 is not a cow.
We don't need. Thank you for your call, and we don't need that. It's getting into name calling, okay? And
how else are you going to get people to understand, Phil?
Hollywood on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know, what is the big deal about going from a 6 to a 4, lady?
I'm a 4.
So what?
Okay.
4 is not a big deal.
Okay.
You lost to a 1 dress size. That is not a big deal. Let me tell you something.
I like to be fit.
Well, you know what? I went from a 12 to I wear a little girl's 14 now. Mm. So you're
Good
a cow
job.
To me.
Oh, my God.
You are a cow to me.
No, wait a minute.
A 4
you wear...
is a huge-ass size. You're big. You're humongous. You're just a cow. Oh, my God.
You know a size 4 is perfectly fine.
No, actually, that is it huge is... to me. I can't even imagine
what do you wear,
wearing
ma'am?
A 4.
What do you wear, ma'am?
I wear a little 14 in girls.
You're a 14.
Yes.
And she's calling me a cow.
Yeah.
What
you
a...
Don't, no, I mean,
well,
do you,
you know
understand?
What? You're a beast.
I can go into a little girl's
you're
apartment.
You're a beast. Okay.
Oh, because I wear a 14 and a little girl.
Do you know the beast within?
Well, now, wait, hold on for a minute. What a 14 and a little girl is what in a woman?
That is nothing. She can't
it's
even
a zero?
Get into a 14. That's, yes, it would be a 0 to her.
Well, I don't believe you. How tall are you?
I am 5'2".
And how much do you weigh?
I weigh 90 pounds.
Well, you and I are the same. Why would you insult me?
Why? We're
you
not the
I
same. Lady,
fit.
We're not the same.
We are fit
do you
people.
Understand
You're,
that
she...
I lost 70 pounds? We are not the same people. We are not even, you know what, we're not even the same class.
We're
I am
into fitness.
So much better than you.
You're better than me?
Yes.
How do you figure
because
you're better than me?
Because you know what, I would never call anybody a cow.
How about
who
that?
Weighed more.
Because you've been there, ma'am.
Yes,
you've...
I have been. Well,
so you have been a cow.
You know what?
You see, I can't relate to that.
But you know
I've
what?
Always been
yeah,
fit.
Exactly. So you have no compassion.
I've always been fit, and I've always been
And you
been
call
thin.
Yourself a person who believes in God?
I believe.
You're sick.
I believe in my
you're,
friend, Janice.
I feel so pathetic.
I believe
you're
in my
pathetic.
Friend.
You're pathetic. You're pathetic human
what's
being.
What's wrong with me helping a friend?
You know you what? That's not how you help a friend.
I slap the Dove bar from her hand. You do the
That's
same
thing.
That's
not how you help a friend, lady.
Do you eat fried chicken?
You know what?
Let
I eat whatever I feel like
Let
it.
Me tell you a story.
You know why? Because we all die, and I'm not depriving myself.
I'll tell you something right now. I had a friend of mine who was going through a terrible time getting down to a size 6, and I said to her, you can do it. There is a size 6 in you. And I really thought that she was making strides. I slapped
you know,
fried chicken out of her hand.
You know what, though?
She
if
was
she
at
wants
Popeyes.
To be a 6, she will become a
she
6.
Was at Popeyes.
If there is a will, there is a way.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
You know what?
That
I
a woman
know
who's
all
battling.
This, it's, you know, it's
oh,
all
God.
Just a bunch of... It's You
it's
know
what?
You make no sense.
She was at Popeye's.
You're not very
fried
educated,
chicken.
Obviously, if you think someone who's a size 12 is fat.
Is fat or a size. The woman was trying to... What do you mean you slapped chicken out of her hand?
She was at Popeye's.
So what? She can eat what she wants. She's a grown woman. You are not... Who
Popeye?
Are you? You are nobody.
You know Popeye's fried chicken? Listen, Phil, do you have the... I want to do something here, okay? Does Craig have the Janet Jones?
Yes.
Could you have him hit it? The lady... who am I speaking with?
My name is Andrea.
Okay, Andrea, I'm Bobby. I want you to listen to this. I'm going to do a very simple aerobic lifting of the legs. What we're going to do is work on that back door. Okay, here we go. And two. Here we go. Andrea, are you there? You think it's
I'm
funny?
I'm not with you, but I'm here.
And two. Yeah, feel that burn? Do you feel it burning right there?
I don't have to, lady.
I'm doing a...
What is this workout, Bobby?
This is for the back door. This is for the gluteus maximus. And here comes my husband, Steve. What are you doing, Steve?
God, I love you, Ed.
You know, I'm a snowboarder, Bobby, so I don't need to be, like, working out like that.
I can feel the burn right now in my butt. Get away from me.
Would you get your husband out of the room, okay? Was that a burn you were feeling?
I thought it was burning. Oh, you think that's funny?
Yeah, I do.
You know something? Turn the music off. I really feel sorry for you.
Oh, but I don't need your pity.
And three. One, and three. Andrea? Andrea?
That's my name.
Okay, why aren't you helping me here?
Well, what do you want her to do?
Yeah.
I'm confused as to what you want her to do. Do you want her to get into some workout togs and...
Yes.
But for what? For why? Because I'm in shape?
You said to me, or was it the other lady who was the 18?
It was the other lady. This lady's in shape.
Well, wherever that lady is. Okay, I guess I'm done with her then.
Well, you're just mad because you have nothing to say to me. You have nothing to insult me about.
No,
yes,
I don't
you
need,
are,
I don't
you know
need
why?
To insult you. I don't
you
want
know,
to insult
you.
No,
it's not me. I'm defending
three.
The other heavy
and
lady.
Three.
Or who
and
you
three.
Think are fat.
No, you and I are the same.
No, you know, we're
and
not,
you,
though, because I have been a size 12.
You don't want to be part of my clique.
No, there's no way I would want to.
Oh, God,
even
you're
if
out
I was
it.
Invited, I would not join. I'd rather
you,
go.
You know something? You're really out of it.
No, I'm not. Actually,
you're not
you know
in
what?
With my clique.
You know what? You want
listen
to, like
you.
Me, actually.
You're not in with my clique. What are you, a bunch of women who wear your freaking leg warmers and you walk up and down the street real fast with your little Walkman and you got your little tank tops on and your stretch pant, catsuit type pants, and your husbands go off to work in their Beamer box, those stupid, the BMW sports car, and you drive around in your SUV and...
You know something, Phil? It's wonderful being reduced to a stereotype. Thank you very much.
You did it yourself, Bobby.
Thank you very much.
You're my morning entertainment.
No, that's exactly what you are. You are a stereotype.
I don't know why you side with those heifers when you can strut your stuff with me and my friends, and we go to Starbucks and we get a decaf latte.
Oh, get this! I get my Starbucks for free because of my looks. How do you like that?
Oh God, you are so disgusting. Three
so
and three.
Disgusting.
Bobby, keep working, baby. Try to get more of that fat off your ass.
I know, because you're still a cow, lady.
You know something? You're a slut. And you know why
I say that? Oh, I'm a married slut?
No, do you know why I say
I'm
that?
I'm a married slut?
No, do you know why I say that?
So you're telling me I'm
yeah.
a married slut.
And you want to know why I say that? Because you get your coffee for free.
I don't ask for it.
Because of your looks. That is so slut-like.
Why? Because I don't ask
three.
For a thing?
And three. Oh,
so you
God.
Have nothing to say to
no,
me.
No, I want to get some more fat off my ass. Three.
Well, you better work
well,
harder
Bobby,
at
yeah.
it.
Well, Bobby, You better keep working there, Bobby, because this lady gets her coffee for free.
You know something? Stop for a minute. Steve, don't touch me for a minute.
I like your ass.
Just get away from me. I want to tell the lady in Hollywood, you got a lot of nerve.
Why?
You get your coffee for free, so you go and you flirt with those underage boys at Starbucks.
I don't flirt. You know, he's my friend.
Yeah.
Duh.
Bull crap.
Oh, he's not my friend. You want to? We can call him.
Two. I want to burn some fat.
Keep burning that fat, Bobby.
Well, why don't you just become anorexic or bulimic? That works, too.
Shut up, slut. Three.
How dare you? I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up in this old bag. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
No problem.
Apologize. 1-800-449-8686. What is she doing?
Everybody, what? And what? Why isn't this high impact? I want the...
Get out of here with your high impact. 1-800-449-8... Somebody ought to slap that Janet Jones tape out of your hands, Bobby. Phil Henry Show. So I was thinking the other day, this is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I was thinking that the Japanese, the Empire of Japan, we were at war with once in our history. That was in the 40s, 1941, December 7th. We all know the story. And we went to war. We fought a fierce war for 4 years with the Empire of Japan, their land and naval and air forces. And eventually, after many hard-fought battles, Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima, Saipan, Corregidor, Bataan, returning to the Philippines, after all these fierce battles, even that wasn't enough to defeat the Japanese. We had to drop a nuclear bomb. And not one nuclear bomb. We had to drop two nuclear bombs before the Empire of Japan finally surrendered. Two A-bombs, and 35 years later, they send this back over to us. I think this is worse than any A-bomb that has ever... Yakuzu, Tranza, all them Japanese guys. 35 years later, when I first heard the Yellow Magic Orchestra and Hiroshima and all of that techno jazz, the Japanese, and then I realized, you know, it wasn't just the Japanese that were sending this. They weren't just lobbing this stuff over across the Pacific. Then we had Kraftwerk. Is that Kraftwerk? Just some kraut band? It's German techno. Oh, ooh! Ouch! Check it out. Oh, this is the Tim and Neil theme. So they're using German techno on their show, huh? Listen to these crowds.
Und ich nahst mich ihren Abendhüden. Der Juden.
What assholes. All right, turn that off. Because, so 5 years before that came Kraftwerk and all this stuff, and there's somebody else whose ass we had to kick. So two countries that we effectively rendered impotent. Two asses that we kicked, and they come sailing back over. With that, and
ask me,
you know why? Because they hate our guts, man. Everything comes back on itself, and everything, of course, you know, what goes around comes around. Like the Indians with tobacco, we have the Germans and the Japanese with techno. The Indians gave us tobacco, the Germans and the Japs gave us techno. But either way, we lose. We lost. Big time. Ooh, man, this bothers my American sensibilities. This bothers my whole crisp, clean, downy fabric softener sensibility. Listen, it's spooky, it's European, it's creepy.
Und haben ich haben da Wolfgang.
Doesn't it just sort of grate, and doesn't it sort of sear the neural pathways of your American memory? Which is more John Philip Sousa, come Beatles, come Elvis Presley, come Madonna, and I'm using the word come, by the way, in a much, much different sense than most of you freaking weird, sick bastards out there are thinking right now. And now my American-born engineer says, it's cool to dance to. Well, I'm old. I'm an old man. It bothers me. Mr. Gitz? I believe they should be served with the head. As long as you don't serve the chicken that way. I'll tell you a little story. I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota back in 1993. At that time, I was 41, just turned 41 years of age. And I was dating a receptionist from the radio station. She was 22. And that's nothing wrong with that. It's a summer romance that we had. And one of the reasons why it ended, not the only reason, but one of the reasons is because I realized there was such a large gap in terms of what we knew culturally. Because every Friday night, this is where we were. This is where Taylor goes. In other words, I was dating Craig Taylor. Every Friday night, we went to this place in downtown Minneapolis in the Warehouse District, all these clubs. You know, Prince had his little glam slam thing over here, and there was a string fella, or that's what the hell, First Avenue was over here. And there was this joint, I can't remember the name of it, but it's just this techno joint like this. I go in there with my beard and my long hair and my 70s, just a lazy, greasy 70s look. And get my Captain Morgan's and Coke and lean against the bar, feeling really embarrassed. I didn't belong there, you know, as she whirled out into the strobe-lit dance floor. With her little blonde hair and bare midriff and the kind of the baggies she was wearing. Taylor goes to a place called Clockwork Orange that plays this and 80s music and dispenses psychedelic, psychotropic milk out of a chick's thing. Then you go out and you dry heave and, you know, you got to grow up. So anyway, there's a place at Disney World called the, what the hell is this joint called? The 8-Track. It's all 70s music. You'd love that. You'd love to go down there. Just have, you know, go on down. Just bring a kid with you. Kidnap a kid so it looks good. And go down there to that Pleasure Island place where they have this 8-Track show. And then they have another place that plays this crap. Then they have a place that plays country. And you can go from bar to bar. You get pretty hammered and not get arrested until you get in your car to drive home. Then problems arise. But if you stay at the hotel, I guess you can walk. Get arrested by the Mickey police, but you can walk back to the thing. So you're going out to the techno clubs. Jesus, I wouldn't even have brought this up had I known you were a big fan. What is this? This is the Adolf Hitler 4 or something? Is this Kraut 2? No, this is Van Halen. Same difference.